Gabby Flores is a 20-year-old student at California Lutheran University who has been living with the aftermath of a tragedy no one should have to experience. Flores was dancing at Borderline on the night of the shooting. As she was fleeing the bar, she helped some students make their way out, but couldn't tell who some of them were. Months later, after a group counseling session, she got some answers.
I had survivor's guilt really bad one day, and my coach, she called me. She goes, "Hey, I need to pass this message along to you from a parent." She goes, "I work at the school, and a mom came running up to me and gave me this huge hug. That mom said to pass this hug on to you because he realized that you were the person that helped him out of there." I had helped her son out of the Borderline that day.
Flora still suffers from PTSD and survivor's guilt, a common outcome for people who have undergone trauma like a mass shooting event. Flores says that despite her struggles, many people in the community have been helpful to her in her recovery.
That sort of like hit me of like, oh wow, I did help, like I did do something, and it definitely helps. It definitely helps.
For Tim Dominguez, although time has brought recovery, it's also brought questions. Dominguez was at Borderline playing pool with his stepson when the shooting happened. In fact, he had casually played pool with the shooter himself just a few weeks before.
A lot of things fly through my head about that night and why it happened. I don't know if being nice to him and having that little, you know, man talk and playing pool saved my life, or he had a target. I'm not sure. I would like these questions answered, though.
Dominguez says that a year later, he still asks himself about what happened that night.
A lot of it was, why didn't I stay? What could have I done to help more or save one of those girls or guys' lives, you know? And I'm not sure. I'll probably struggle with that always.
Dominguez went to therapy in the weeks and months after the shooting to help him process what he saw. Around 3 months ago, he says he remembered part of the evening that he had suppressed from his memory about a pair of people trying to keep the gunman in place.
As I was going out the front door, I was looking towards the cashier's area. There was two people holding the door, so he could not get out. They saved more lives than anybody because they were holding them in the office. And as they were doing it, he was shooting.
Dominguez says he wanted to thank those people and honor their memory, along with the memory of all the people who lost their lives in the tragic attack.
People lost their lives, and their families are going to suffer forever. They will, and I think it's important to remember them in a honorable way. And I just want to let people know that there was these people that were heroes. They were special people, whoever they were, and that's what I would tell them. I would say, you're special, and I love you, and I'm sorry that you're not here. Yeah, that's what I would tell them.
Andy Vasoyan, KCLU News.